Tyler Riggs, Michael Barnes with you as we work towards the second quarter as Laverne tied with Durer 6-all.
Let us not forget about the lovely and talented C.J. Montgomery as well. First quarter stats brought to us by Van Shea Ivan. And Durer 9 of 71 on the ground. Laverne 11 of 50. 3 yards passing. That's a bit of a surprise for the Dragons. 56 through the air for Laverne. And how about this? Young Mr. Cox, perfect. 7 of 7.
Well, and he was 9 of 9 last week against Pond Creek Hunter. They didn't have to throw it a lot, but he didn't miss there.
Third down and 8. Nah, I got to believe he's going to be rolling again and looking for his buddy Carnegie.
And they'll begin that third and 8 on the Durer 12.
Laverne now on the right end of your listening device.
Yes.
Which would be the south end zone.
Plays Cox of the gun. Two receivers right. Running back Nichols also right. Oh, and Masters, I think, leaned forward that time.
He did.
Yeah.
Not going to get away with it this time.
Yeah.
A little bit of a false start. Got like a sprinter coming out of the blocks a little bit too soon. And the mark off will make it that much more difficult here on third down.
Third and 13, they'll say, this time from the 17 of Durer territory for Laverne.
Two penalties for 10 yards in that first quarter for Durer. That's the first charge penalty to Laverne on the night.
So it is Cox once again the gun. Two receivers right. Nichols also to his right in the backfield. Third and 13 for the Tigers. Cox rolls to the right side looking for the pop pass. And short, and it's picked off by Durer. Racing the other way for the Dragons is Moore. He takes it down the right sideline, gets to the 25, and finally out of bounds near the 30-yard line. And just, unfortunately for Laverne, the first mistake of the ball game.
Well, went to the well one too many times, rolling out here on the near side to the right side. And Cox tried to force that in between two defenders to Carnegie. And give Durer credit, they had bracket coverage. A defender behind and a defender in front, and that defender in front makes the interception. The turnover gives the ball to the Dragons with 11:48 left in the half, and we're tied at 6.
And the unfortunate part, it looked like Gentry Long might have been busting open towards the end zone over the top for Laverne.
Yeah, one too many times to the well, looking for his buddy Carnegie. You're exactly right. Long was open.
First and 10 for Durer at the 26 in their own territory. Speed option with Kilofer. He'll pitch it to the edge to Waters, and he'll turn up the corner with a nice block down the left side to the 40-yard line, has the first down for the Dragons.
Like Kielhofer, he makes the pitch, and then he continues downfield and makes a block on a defensive back so that his running back can pick up the first down out across the 40 to the 41.
So speed option, that's positive yards. Durer trying to move it, 11:35, first half, 6-all.
Got to play assignment football.
Skill off for the gun. Receiver each side in tight. Lewis in the backfield. They'll motion around a man, but they'll hand off to Lewis up the middle. Gets through one tackle. Now trying to carry a couple of Laverne defenders towards midfield. Gets stopped just a bit short at the 49. Still a solid gain. It'll be second and 2.
Well, that motion again continues to cause problems for the Tigers in the middle of the field. Eyes are looking at that motion man, and they're coming right at you.
It's kind of that orbit motion they call it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot you could work with off that. Kilofer getting everybody back to the line of scrimmage. Checking with Coach Ross in the gun. Receiver each side, same as last. Lewis beside him, pulls it, looking to pass over the top, and that one way overthrown, intended for JoJo Waters of the Dragons.
Good coverage. There's Rodriguez on the coverage.
One of those seniors that's been trusted to step into this role. Hadn't seen a ton of playing time before this year, but has been really good for Laverne.
Second down is short. That's why you go for that play. Third and 2. You try to run it now.
And they'll put in motion the receiver, but hand it off to Lewis. And he stumbles his way forward, has the first down, fighting as he gets across the 40 in Laverne territory and finally taken down at the 37. And Lewis just carrying defenders right now.
Yeah, and guys trying to tackle the football. And I get that. I understand that, trying to force something here. But you forget the fact that Lewis is leaning forward. He is a load. And picks up big yardage there inside the 40.
10:30 left in the half, still tied at 6. Durer trying to march down. They've got it at the Laverne 37, first and 10. This Kilofer in the gun, motions around his man. But another handoff to Lewis up the gut. This time Laverne chops him down for a short gain as he does get to the 35.
Better job by the linebackers keeping their eyes in the middle of the field and not following that motion man. 2-yard gain there.
And Starr making the tackle yet again, coming from his spot at the linebacker position.
And Draven's been in a bunch of them, you're right.
He's working in combo with Trex Carney at that defensive end spot. That pair causes a lot of issues for many teams. Skill offer, get everybody lined up. Play clock is down to 7. Yeah, they got to go a little quick. So B in the gun, snaps it, looking to pass. Floats it in the flat to Lewis on that right side. Has some space, hurls a man, but then takes a shot from Cade Nichols, and a flag comes out as the tackle happens. Lewis was on that first down stick, and we'll see what the call is. Remember that sideline is taped here at UCO. It's condensed, so Nichols, don't want to speculate, but wonder if he was maybe a little late to the tackle.
Yeah, they're talking to the brain trust from Dewar.
It could be the hurdle as well, maybe.
I'm leaning more that way.
Yeah. So this did clear a Laverne defender, and they are looking to back it up.
Yeah.
So we'll get it on the hurdle. So Nichols delivers a stinging hit out of bounds, and Lewis gets called for the penalty on the hurdle play. That's a, you know, people go, well, you can't hurdle in high school. It's more of a safety issue, one of those sayings, one of those rulings.
Lewis looking at the sidelines, but that is the correct call.
And so they back it all the way up to the 45-yard line.
By the way, the hit was legitimate. He was inbounds. But again, you talk about safety. That's why they don't want to see this at a high school level, because the hit that Lewis took while he was in the air was a big-time thump.
Second and long for Dewar, 9:33 left in the half. Kilhoffer in the gun, receiver each side, Lewis with him. Back to pass as Kilhoffer has some time. Now he's getting pressured, steps up and take it down from behind. Trex Carnegie gets home from that defensive end spot, his first sack of the night.
Carnegie relentless, and his teammate, say it for me, because
Asu Kak.
Yeah, Kak did a great job chasing that time. And that'll bring up a third down and long.
And both of those guys just stingers on the edge, if you will, for Laverne, Kak, and Carnegie. Third 19, they'll call it. 9 minutes left in the half. Dewar at the Laverne 46.
Make a great TV show, Kak and Carnegie. I like that.
Little buddy cop action. Got to get to the 27. Kilhoffer looking to pass on this third down. Has some time in the pocket. Delivers over the middle. That is incomplete as Laverne crunches in on the receiver. That looked to be Joseph Moore and Starr. It looks like Nichols as well stepping up and making sure, hey, if you're going to put your hands on that, you're going to pay for it.
Well, Draven Starr did a good job of dislodging the football, taking the hands away from the receiver. Incomplete pass. Starr was right there. If the catch is made, it's still going to be fourth and long. And we go back to that analytics thing that we've seen all day long. This is, what'd you tell me going into the play? What, fourth and 19?
Fourth and 19.
Yeah. And I realize that you are in plus territory, so maybe that's why you go for it here. But what in your playbook says I can pick up a fourth and 19?
Kilhoffer in the gun, is looking to pass, plants his back foot, looking for the deep shot back left side, downfield, batted away, and almost intercepted. It is incomplete as the Tigers had three in the area. Tough throw from Kilhoffer as well, back across the body. And it's a turnover on downs for Dewar.
Give some credit, though, the wide receiver JoJo Waters had a chance to make that catch.
Made an effort to come back to it. But the Laverne defense holds tight yet again in a game where we're expecting fireworks, and it's 6-6, Michaels. We're working our way closer to halftime.
Well, remember we said that in our first ball game, and it wound up, 60-12. But, yeah, this is good old-fashioned slugfest right now. Each team is driving the ball down the other team's throat, and each team is adjusted defensively.
First and 10 for Laverne at their own 46. Cox in the gun, motions Masters around for Morrison. He catches the snap, pitches it back to Cox. Now he's got a scramble, a bit of a busted play for Laverne. Looks like they're maybe trying the old flea flicker in a way, but that just was not there, and it'll be a loss.
Yeah, and if you're going to run that play, you've got to have some time. And the defense for Dewar was in the backfield, and that one, that one's scary when you're flipping the ball around like that and you've got people in black hats chasing all over the place and breathing fire, if you will.
There you go. And King Cox, of course, did as well as he could to make sure that wasn't a huge loss. Got back to at least the 45. So second and 11 for Laverne, 8:29, left in the half.
Then again, on Championship Thursday night, you open the playbook and run everything.
And now the snap low, and Cox is going to have to fall on it as he's stumbling over it. And this drive not going in favor of Laverne. It's back to the 41-yard line now. It'll be third and long.
Well, and there's been two or three times where Keaton has struggled with the snap, and it's almost a case where he is in motion as the ball is coming back to him. Got to make that catch, then you take off.
One of those little timing issues. Obviously, a sophomore, we talk about maturing over the year, but one of those things you got to be aware of if you're a quarterback.
By the way, our four shirtless guys have dwindled to two.
Oh, no. It's going in the wrong direction. Third and 15, Cox looking to pass. They've got a screen set up to Carnegie on the backside. So he'll take it across the 40. Gets maybe a yard, though, and that's it. Dewar sniffing that out. That play has been successful for Laverne on season. Get Trex Carnegie on that tight end screen. But Dewar well prepared for it. Forces the fourth and long.
Did a good job staying home. Fourth down and long. And, again, Coach Cox, he's not going to look at analytics. He's going to punt the football away.
A little bit of old school common knowledge, as they call it, or common sense, as they call it. Dalen Clark on to punt again for Laverne. Takes a snap about his own 30. This one high in the air over the head of the JoJo Waters, the Dewar punt returner. Friendly roll for Laverne as it works its way down to the 16-yard line, almost the 15 before it's down by Keaton Cox.
I don't know if it was a Freudian slip on your part or not, but I think as I'm replaying it in my head a moment ago, you just said old-fashioned common sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right. There is.
Sometimes they get caught up in those analytics,
no,
Michael.
Yeah, oh. Well, no, what I'm saying is you're right. Yeah. Unfortunately, common sense is something that's old-fashioned. You hit the nail on the head.
And that's coming from a guy that a lot of times probably does not necessarily have it. I'm not trying to claim I do. So first and 10 for Dewar. At their own 16, 7:07 left in the half. Still tied at six. Both teams, both defenses making some big stops. So it'll be Kilhoffer in the shotgun. Has a receiver each side. A little in tight, both on the hashes. Running back to his left. The motion waters around, and the flag comes out. Has early movement, and it'll back up Dewar 5 yards.
And those pre-snap violations, it absolutely drives coaches crazy. How about the punt, though? Great punt, and we saw this in the first ball game, a punt that got the opposition, behind the chains, deep in their own territory, and it resulted in an easy touchdown for a short field in that first ball game, the championship win by Sealy.
And we'll see if Laverne can kind of pin their ears back in a similar fashion. First and 15 now for Dewar at their own 11-yard line.
They've done a good job of neutralizing the quarterback so far.
Kilhoffer sends Waters in motion again, but hands off inside to Lewis. He gets across the whole 20, leaning forward to the 24-yard line and met by Zach Masters. But Braylon Lewis, he will absolutely bowl his way through a hole if he sees it.
Yeah, you're not going to get any da-da-da-da-da-da highlight Sports Center block down shots on Lewis. You're going to have to play fundamental football, wrap up, and tackle. And you can see Coach Cox frustrated with his club defensively. He just called for a timeout.
Yeah, I want to talk to him. You get the first and 15, but then you instantly give up 13 yards to Lewis, and it sets him up with that second and two. So a timeout for the Tigers with 6:45 and a half, tied at six, Michael. And right now it's a case of which offense is going to emerge at this point, it seems like.
Well, in eight-man football, it explodes so quickly because of that spacing thing that we've talked about all day and into the evening. So you're on edge every single play because you can bust one at any time.
Yeah, you could. A long hole from Coach Cox. You mentioned he was wanted to talk to his defense. He's got that entire team around him right now.
He was furious at the end of the play, and I would guess that he's probably in there talking to them about the fact that Lewis is a great running back. You are not going able to block this guy down. You have got to tackle fundamentally.
Well, and one thing he's talked about over the last few weeks in this playoff run is, the guys have been so locked in on the small details. You see it in their prep, whether it's watching the film, how they go about their business in practice, and then executing that in the game. The tackling aspect, knowing how to take down a guy, that's one of those small details you've got to get right when you're dealing with the talent like Lewis. Some old teams do break the huddle. Laverne, be shaped up, tried to defend the second and two from the Dragons of Dewar. They're at their own 24.
CJ's gone extremely quiet over there. You might want to poke him every once in a while.
Okay, we'll try. We'll stick him alive here and there.
Put a mirror in front of his face, see if he's still breathing.
As it is, Kilhoffer taking it on the quarterback option right side. Gets for the first down at the 30, near the 35, and gets to the 40 before he's taken out of bounds. They're just short of the 40.
One of the first times we've seen Kilhoffer on that run pass option or handoff option, if you will, keep the football. Great sleight of hand, and he showed his power as he turned the corner there.
So first down for Dewar at their own 39. 6:35 first half, 6:37 I should say. 6'6", Kilhoffer in the gun, receiver each side. Left Lewis to his left, and they do hand it off to Lewis, trying to find a hole up the gut, able to push forward for a decent gain to the 43-yard line, almost 44.
Better job by Draven Starr that time to tackle, go down low, and take the legs away from Lewis, but he still picked up five.
It's tough when you feel like you do a good job of corralling me. Still is able to push forward for a decent game.
But again, you're a linebacker, so you're a few yards off the ball, and if you're the first guy to make contact, that's going to be the result.
Second and five for Dewar. Kilhoffer in the gun, receiver right and left, a motion around that man, but handoff inside to Lewis again, and makes him a couple of Tigers go with him as he gets across the 45 near the 47-yard line, sets up third and short after a short game.
And you mentioned it earlier, Lewis, that low center of gravity, hard to find a spot to tackle that guy. And, again, that's why it's so important to get your pads lower than his.
So third and two for the Dragons. Got to get to the 49-yard line. They're at their own 47, 5:35 left in the half, tied at six. And the officials talking. Whitehead, I should say, with Kilhoffer as well as Lewis. Play clock's at 10. They're still checking back to the sideline. Now get to the line of scrimmage. Play clock down to 5. Still trying to get set. They may have to burn a timeout here. At 2, at 1. Kilhoffer does get it off. Now go quarterback power left side. Has a decent block. Has the first down as he gets across the 50 into Laverne territory. About the 48-yard line. Nothing flashy about that, Michael, but you get to the edge, you follow your blocks, and you get a first down.
Good job by Keaton Cox. Come up to make the play and go down low and knock down his opposite number, but not before Kilhoffer picked up the first down in plus territory at the 48 of Laverne.
As Dewar trying to march down the field, start this drive at their own 16-yard line, backed up to 11 at one point. Kilhoffer in the gun, motions the man again. It's Waters, but another handoff to Lewis inside. Gets through the hole, lowers the shoulder, breaks one tackle, trips across the 40-yard line, and arrives down on the stick at about the 39-yard line. Looks like he might be right at the first down or just a bit short. They're going to say yard short.
Nothing fancy going on right now. Kind of like on their touchdown drive, Dewar just lining up and coming after you.
As they're opening those holes and just riding Braylon Lewis, the senior star for the Dragons. Second and one, 4:40 left in the half. Kilhoffer again in the shotgun. Lewis with him, and Kilhoffer takes himself to the right side. Isu Cash tried to take him down. Couldn't. Kilhoffer breaking a couple tackles at the 30. 25-20 still going, and finally chopped down just inside the 20. A tough run for Kilhoffer, but he's slow to get up. Got taken out by the legs.
Yeah, and he hasn't gotten up yet. You could tell when he got tackled and rolled over that he was in pain. And this is not a good situation here.
And so the 10 to him with 4:30 left in the half, tied at 6 at UCO, University of Central Oklahoma, in this Class B1 title game. And CJ, you know, looking at things, tough game, but what updates we got?
What things would you like me to take a look at?
How's that Dallas?
I can tell you it's 3-3 Dallas and Detroit. Down the stretch, they go in the first quarter.
So a similar defensive battle going on
about,
on
well,
Thursday
say
football.
About 5 minutes, just under five minutes to go in the first.
Down the stretch they go. I like that. That's some good stuff there.
31 degrees. You want a weather report as well?
No, I don't.
Feel like temperature 28 degrees. And as we told you, the winds are out of the southerly direction, southwesterly, if you will. Pretty light, though, enough when the temperature gets down there in the lower 30s. Give you a bit of a wind chill, which feel like temperature of about 28 degrees.
And I was going to say, too, obviously made reference to this, just one of 12 championships already decided here at the University of
Central
Oklahoma.
Second one today. There'll be four more before it's all said and done this weekend. Tomorrow, our friends from Grant County, the Medford Cardinals, will tangle with Ryan, noontime shootout here at Richardson Stadium. And then again tomorrow evening, it's the 6A Division II game, Sand Springs and Choctaw. And then over the weekend on Saturday at noontime, Carl Albert and McGinnis. And then the nightcap, if you will, 6A Division I the 6A1 Division I contest between Bixby and Owosso.
CJ and Tyler, I hate to say this, or and hate to see this as well, but they literally had to carry Kielhofer off the field and to the bench.
So we'll see who they turn to at quarterback for the Dragons. So it'll be Traver Jones they'll go with. Traver Jones, excuse me, the junior. He's in the shotgun. They'll hand off to Lewis, trying to go right side. Spins his way forward before being taken down. Does get across the 15-yard line to about the 13, so picks up a solid gain on first down yet again. Does Lewis, second and five upcoming.
So you are going to see a steady diet of Lewis now with Kielhofer on the bench with that injury.
Jones listed as a freshman, listed as a freshman, 6'3", 180. At quarterback position, he'll motion the man around. It's Waters, but sure enough, handoff to Lewis, and in on it, Kate Nichols fires through that hole for Laverne, forces the tackle. No gain on the play.
And Nichols coming on the rush blitz that time. He, like I just said, and everybody in the house knows, it's going to be Lewis left, Lewis right, Lewis up the middle, while they tend to Kielhofer on the bench.
To borrow a great line we heard in some Texas playoffs, everybody knows Lewis is going to get the ball now. What, Michael? So third and five upcoming for Dewar. Jones the shotgun, two receivers left, Lewis to his left, and another Noah keeper now by Jones trying to get to that first down marker. Going to be stopped well short, able to plunge forward for a couple of yards, but still fourth and short upcoming now for Dewar.
Cox and Carnegie on the stop, and it'll be fourth down and about three. And I tell you what, that ball almost came out of Traver Jones's hands. He had a little bit of a bobble and was able to corral it.
First big carry after being on the sideline all day, Austin. Fourth and three for Dewar. 2:35 left in the half, tied at six. And now a timeout taken by Laverne as Coach Cox wants to look at things, kind of talk it over and say, okay, you know, let's figure out how to stop Braylon Lewis likely on this fourth and three.
Big weekend of college football coming up in championships. All across the board, number one, number two, Indiana and Ohio State, Big Ten championship in Indianapolis. Who do you like in that one?
Boy, I tell you what, everybody's been on Ohio State's, but Indiana, I mean, they've been quietly stringing together, just blowout wins after blowout wins, and you could argue schedule this, that, and the other, Michael, but I don't know if the Buckeyes necessarily need to take the Hoosiers lightly.
Buckeyes roll them.
Oh, he goes with the Buckeyes. Big time roll. Of course, tomorrow night even, we'll have some of those non-Power 4 conference styles, kind of the big one, could affect who decides who goes to the playoffs, the American Championship game, or Texas Tulane, both ranked inside the top 25. Of course, Eric Morris, now new OSU coach, will have his introductory press conference on Monday, 1:30, at the Alumni Hall there in Stillwater. That they'll be free, open to the public. He could be talking about taking his team to the playoffs.
Oklahoma Sooners will be watching with great interest the SEC championship bowl game between Alabama and Georgia.
So out of the timeout, fourth and three for the Dragons, 2:34 in the half. They're at the Laverne 11. Waters comes around in motion. Jones is the shotgun. And now a whistle and a timeout taken by Dewar as they saw how Laverne reacted to that. It's a little bit of a chess match here.
Well, and during the timeout, they sent the man in motion to see if they could get Laverne to jump into the neutral zone. And a good job that time by the Tigers to not jump at that first movement.
So we'll see how Laverne responds. Again, you expect this ball to go to Braylon Lewis on this fourth and three. But it's, can you get to the hole quick enough? Can you find that spot that he's going to be looking towards?
And the guy, go ahead.
I was going to say, as a guy, we said, Michael, that leans forward really well. Contact balance, you know, 2 or 3 yards for him is not necessarily anything hard.
I think the other thing you got to keep in mind is I do not see Traver Jones throwing the football.
No.
I mean, this guy, you talked about it. He came in after sitting on the bench for most of the first half of play, ice cold. He has run a couple of plays, but he has not thrown a football. I didn't, like, during the timeouts, I thought he might go over there and throw the football a little bit, warm up. That has not occurred. So I just, if you're Laverne, you've got to be selling out for the run. And again, you've got to sell out with Lewis. But then again, you say that, you put yourself on an island, too, if you don't play assignment football.
That will be surely discussed by Coach Cox and crew as Laverne is out of their huddle. They're ready to go. Tied at 6, 2:34 left in the half in this championship showdown between the Dragons and the Tigers, Class B Division One state title game. As it's Jones once again lined up the shotgun, this time two receivers to his right, as well as his running back Lewis, and a tight end left on the formation.
They're going to send somebody in motion.
And they don't, and they are going to pass it. Jones looking, has some time, floats it towards the end zone, a jump ball. Oh, tipped by Laverne, but caught by Dewar for the touchdown.
Wow.
Joseph Moore. And a tough break. Luis Rodriguez broke for that ball, had what looked like was a sure interception. It just slipped through his hand. And Joseph Moore right there, Johnny, on the spot for the score on 4th and 3 for Dewar.
Heartbreak for Rodriguez. He thought at first he had the interception. Then he thought he batted the ball down and it was going to be over on downs. And instead, he turns around and looks, and the wide receiver catches it for the score.
And Traber Jones' first pass winds up being a touchdown.
And that was a shot put, but it was effective.
It's a two-point try upcoming for Dewar as they lead 12-6, 2:27 left in the half.
Tigers were an eyelash away from tackling Jones behind the line of scrimmage.
And he'll be in the shotgun. Two receivers to the right, as well as Lewis, the running back. Tight end left, same formation as the touchdown play. Now puts a man in motion. It's Waters looking to pass again. Throws it to Waters, trying to get towards the goal line. He does. Two-point conversion is good. So now Jones comes out, fires two passes, and results in points both times.
And that was a long handoff there, the little slip screen, and a well-designed play. I thought we would see something similar on the touchdown play, but you bring the man back in motion, and as he's coming across that motion, you snap the football, and as I said, you just kind of pitch it forward as a long handoff. That two-point conversion may turn out to be pretty big.
Good, with the way things are going. We saw that earlier this afternoon. Hard to come by on those conversions. Being said, for Laverne, you got 2:27, got a timeout left, and a chance to answer back now for the Tigers.
And answering back, you heard Coach talk about that in the pregame show, how they answered back. Even though they won last week, big 48-0, there was a time where they had to answer the call. I'm going to have to do that here, trailing 14-6.
Yeah, you brought up that scenario with Pond Creek Hunter because, you know, the best of Laverne forcing all these turnovers, Pond Creek gets one of their own. You think, oh, boy, here comes a little momentum. Mm-hmm. And Laverne able to essentially shut that down quickly. What can the Tigers do in this scenario? It's be Keen Cox lined up at his own 15-yard line for the kick return.
Meantime, I think that as it looks like right now, Mr. Peyton Kielhoffer done for the night, and you hate that.
Tough break.
Such a great athlete, has a marvelous season, and it played well here tonight, and then to suffer an injury and be over there on the sidelines.
It'll be Tanner Wilson ready to kick it off for Dewar.
Still plenty of time left in the half for Laverne. Get right back into this one.
Be ready that Haynes team is JoJo Wilson also lined up. Waters, a fair catch called for by Rodriguez as he filled it just past or just inside the 30-yard line, I should say.
Well, I tell you what, Lewis did a great job of he looked like a center fielder that time trying to track one down before he got to the wall, and that was a tough catch over his head. And he makes it in an opportunity now for Laverne to pick up points before the half comes to an end.
And they've got the first and 10 at their own 29, 2:27 left in the half, trailing 14-6. Cox in the gun, two receivers left. Nichols also to his left. And they go with the quick pass in the flat to Masters up the sideline to the 35. Jukes man at the 40 has right at the stick, likely going to be the first down.
Zach Masters, he did pick up the first down. They stopped the clock to move the chains, takes it to the 40. And a nice gain there on first down for the Tigers.
Kid that's so elusive, so good in space. Even has a little bit of that power, as we saw earlier.
I liked his footwork on that one.
Made a couple of Dewar Dragons slip up, leave those socks on the field, as you mentioned earlier in the afternoon.
Well, I used to say a different part of undergarments, and people got upset with that.
Sure,
so.
Sure. Cox will be under center on this first and 10. Nichols deep in the backfield. Fake the handoff to him, looking to pass. Cox rolls right, throws it in the flat, and it is Nichols the man, and he'll get swung down back at the line of scrimmage at the 40. So try to go a little bit of a, I don't want to say a fake power look, but do it on first and 10, try to go with play action, do it all over.
Certainly an unusual look that time, and that may be setting up some sort of play later on in the ball game. That was a formation we've not seen throughout the evening.
1:25 left in the half. Laverne trailing 14-6. Still have that timeout to burn, but they've got 2nd and 10 at their own 40. It's Cox in the shotgun. 2 receivers left. Back left as well. Cox looking to pass yet again. Over the middle looking for Carnegie. Carnegie, tight traffic window, but able to haul it in at the 46. Maybe got progress to the 47.
A good catch by Carnegie in traffic. He made it and knew he was going to get popped. He did. Shook off the hit, fell forward for a couple of more yards. Third manageable.
They do give him 3rd and 3. Clock down to 55 seconds in the half. Cox quickly to the line, motions the man around. It's Nichols. They'll hand it to him. He'll spin through the middle of the field to the 50 into Dewar territory at the 49. Has the first down, but now the clock's still moving. Pause momentarily as they move the chains. When does Laverne burn that timeout? That's the question.
Yeah, I think if you pick up another 15, 20 yards, then you do that.
So Cox in the shotgun, empty set. 2 receivers left, 1 right. Tight end also on the right side is Carnegie. Cox under some pressure, has to evade one man, does. Rolls right side. Now he's going to pull it down and try to get what he can and ultimately be taken down for a loss, but reached out of bounds, and it looks like did stop the clock with 31 seconds.
Good job by Dewar, because the wide receiver here on the near side, Zach Masters, was going with Caden Cox. And Colt Webb recognized that. And good job by Cox not to throw the football. That one had disaster written all over it.
Otima, the Manny Juke. Cox with a quick pass in the flat to Long. And Long trying to turn to that field. A host of Dragons all over Gentry Long. And he'll lose some yards. And now third down upcoming. It looks like Laverne electing to burn that timeout with 24 seconds in the half as they trail 14-6.
24 ticks left. You use your last timeout. Going to go upstairs, I would think. Going to go deep. Look for a big play here to try to get about half the yardage to the end zone and set up a couple of plays to the end zone if you can get the first down.
Oh, you know, King Cox has the arm. He's, you know, we've seen it zip to Trex Carnegie quite a few times. Obviously, that's going to be a main target. But you got to watch on the edge for a guy like Gentry Long or Zach Masters to break free. There's all this pressure, and we've seen it, Michael, you know, where they are trying to keep at least two guys in the area of Trex Carnegie. So does that free up a favorable one-on-one matchup down the sideline?
Well, and keep in mind, it's easy to talk about Kilhoffer not being in there at quarterback and being replaced, but he, an important cog on that defensive side of the football as well. And so maybe you pick on that area of the defense.
So 3rd and 14, they'll call it for the Dragons, or for Laverne, excuse me, as the Dragons lead 14-6 with 24 seconds remaining in the half. It is Cox in the shotgun. They'll motion Masters around the formation. They'll circle around Cox, and now a flag, and I'm going to call that one on Laverne and back him up 5 more yards. Legal shift. So not quite what you were looking for if you're Coach Matt Cox.
White hat going to come over and explain it to Coach Cox. And it had something to do with the motion and going back around the quarterback, because that's when they threw the flag.
Yeah, Masters kind of turned his way and looked like he was going to shoot out the backside.
May have said that he moved towards the line of scrimmage.
So 3rd and 19 now, they'll say. Ball on the Laverne 42 as the Tigers face the long field. Cox again in the shotgun. They'll motion Masters. Fake the handoff. Cox will instantly on the pressure. Gets it to Masters in the flat. Trying to make a man miss at the 50. Does. Down the sideline at the 45. And smartly steps out of bounds around the 42-yard line. It'll be 4th down, but a lot more manageable.
Good job by Cox. He recognized the blitz coming from Dewar. Rolled here on the near side. Found his receiver, and you talked about it. Masters did a good job of picking up what yardage he could and then stepping out of bounds.
So give him the 44, so make it 4th and 5 for Laverne. 17 seconds. Clock is stopped.
Don't have to go for the home run here. You got to pick up that first down.
Cox in the shotgun. 1 clap. Is looking to pass. Looks initially left. Fires to his man Masters, who got just past the first down stick and gets down to the 36-yard line. Smartly falls down, and now quick to the line Laverne goes as they have the first attempt.
Got
to
clock it.
Looks like Cox is lined up under center to do just that. Down to 10 seconds. Gets everybody down, and sure enough, clocks it with 8 seconds remaining in the half. And you're at the Dewar 36. You'll have 1, maybe 2 plays if you're lucky.
Well, I think I run one more play and pick up, trying to pick up on an out here on the near sideline. Maybe another 10, 12 yards, and then throw in the end zone.
So second and 10 for the Tigers. Cox in the gun. Empty set. Two receivers left, one right. Carnegie also on the right side.
Can't throw it over the middle.
And they motion masses around the block. Cox looking to pass, facing some pressure from Tima. Just got to take it, pull it down. He's not going to get out of bounds, though, and that is how we end the half. And a flag does come down. Hold on just a minute. Flag deep in the backfield.
Yeah, it's a hold out on the edge.
As likely the case is Cox a turn, try to capture that edge.
Dewar will decline this, and the take half lead. Will come to an end, yeah.
So 14-6 is your score at the half. Both teams, for the moment, staying on the field. They're going to talk to Coach Ross real quick. Confirm things up as we wait for the white hat to have his announcement. Oh, a targeting, Michael.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. So it'll be an untimed down for LeVert.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that was in the area you would figure that was holding. Instead, they call targeting as Cox had tried to dive to the ground. He was near the first down stick. But so now LeVert, ball all the way at the 11-yard line to Dewar territory, and they get an untimed down here. Trailing 14-6 could be a huge momentum swing for the Tigers.
So you get a free shot at the end zone with no time on the clock to end the half. Wow.
So be Cox in the shotgun, two receivers right, one left, Nichols in the backfield with him. Cox looking to pass, drops back, floats it towards the side, and Carnegie can't quite make the catch. And that is how we do in the first half. Dewar takes a 14-6 advantage into the locker room. We'll step aside. It is Road to the Top, K101, KWOX, FM, Woodward.
Sign-ups for the 5th Annual Team Lane Poker Run are now open. The run is set for April 18th at the Moreland Airport. Registration is $60 per player, $30 for ages 15 and under. Don't miss your chance to win a special 2025 Can-Am Defender. Raffle tickets are $100 each, and you do not have to be present to win. Visit TeamLane11.com to register for the run and to find out more about Team Lane's mission. Event updates can also be found on the Team Lane Facebook page. It's the 5th Annual Team Lane Poker Run, April 18th in Moreland.
Life moves fast, and you deserve internet that keeps up. Say hello to Pioneer Fiber Internet with blazing fast gig fiber speeds designed for the way you live, work, and play. From ultra-smooth streaming and lag-free gaming to lightning-fast downloads and crystal-clear video calls, gig fiber gives you the speed and reliability to do it all. Ready to upgrade your internet experience? Visit GoPioneer.com to sign up today.
You've probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moore's Roofing for their roofing services. You know why? It's because Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated, and they're right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks because it's a roofing company with over 45 years experience, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship. Guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today, 580-994-5417, for real professional answers. They're neighbors that you can trust.